Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It does appear to me that the Phillies are more complete than most other contenders, if that makes sense right now, because they've already made the move for Hayes, they've made the move for Carlos Estevez, and paid a significant price to do it. So I think for a lot of those reasons, the Phillies believe their best improvement will come from within. It was a bit of a slow month of July for some of their key lefty bats, whether it was Marsh or Stott or even Harper. You see Austin Hayes there. I think he's exactly what the Phillies wanted. Now they've got that pairing of Hayes plus Marsh.
Well, they do, and a big home run last night for Austin Hayes, but they need the big bats to come around. That's what John Morosi was saying before the deadline yesterday. Welcome back, Midday Show, broadcasting live today from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, broadcast with leading up to the game. It's an early game, 12:35, first pitch day, so come say hi when you get in the park. We'll be doing leading off in a little bit as we get set for the game. Different kind of lineup today, so we'll get to that, including whether or not Rojas gets himself a start after last night.
This fingers segment, crossed.
Yeah, well, you know, I think he earned one against the left today. We shall see. This segment sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at-bat as we discuss the Phillies after the deadline yesterday. Tanner Banks, the one move yesterday. He's in. Gregory Soto out. And a difficult loss last night. Lots of opportunities to win that game. I mean, lots. And the top of the order didn't deliver when they had the chances to in extra innings. Bohm had a hard hit to center field, but Grisham caught it. And the Phillies lose in 12. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Black Gritty.
Phew, what it do? Joey Bear, quintet behind the glass.
You sound beat down, bro.
Oh, man, let me ask you a question. I sat there yesterday. I saw you out there with the family, Gillio. Were you wearing a Yankees t-shirt underneath that Phillies shirt?
I had my Phillies outfit on. You know I did, Black Gritty.
Hey, lie detector test coming tomorrow, brother. I'm just prepping you.
Oh, I'm ready for it, buddy. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that I want fundamental baseball. I just want people to know how to play baseball. Like, when I watch the Yankees in extra innings move their player on that first at bat to get that out to move him to third, I'm thinking to myself, why don't we ever do that? When I'm looking at a giant that's like Aaron Judge and the fear is in your heart, like, sometimes just walk him. Like, at some point, I just want some kind of strategy. And when I watch games like that, That makes me feel like in the postseason where Topper the Com does absolutely nothing to help the team. And I'm not putting this on Topper, honestly, because all these guys get paid way too much money. They're not helping themselves out. But now I'm getting to the point where I'm mad at everybody and every single thing, and it's ridiculous. I love Chris Middleton. That is a great human being and a great individual. I wish I could have his positivity. But guess what? Five straight series losses, one win today in the middle of the day is not going to make me feel that much better when we got our teeth kicked in. Basically in a game last night where you had to win that game and you had it in your hands and Bryce doesn't run out. Thank you for choosing me, but bro, run it out. The fundamentals and OT. You just win these games and get yourself back on track. And then Dombrowski, guess what? You went there and you bargained basement shop and you told me these are the dudes you've been wanting to date for the last 5 years. Then they better show up in the postseason. Something better be different. Because the last 3 years, getting to where we get and then going cold in this exact same frame rate makes everybody shake and shiver in their boots. And yes, Hugh Douglas, I'm a little bit sad inside because I've seen it before. And I'm ready for Red October. But I also would love to have somebody with a little bit more credibility in that clubhouse to shake up the vibes. Maybe the vibes need to shake up. Okay, I know we love the vibes. Shake up the vibes. Get somebody there with a new kind. Let me go down there and bite some ankles, okay? Do something different to shake up these vibes and make some changes. Lord Jiminy Christmas, we got to get back to winning games. I talked to you guys. I'm just really upset.
You got it, Black Gritty. We got you. We feel it, man, and we feel it. And listen, in terms of what they did, it's interesting. I was listening to one of the national podcasts, baseball podcast today, and they were giving the Phillies credit, saying Hayes is a good player, and Estevez was maybe one of the two best relievers traded. We're in this I think people on the outside view it like they're not looking at the last 5 weeks. They're looking at the record. They're top, you mentioned it earlier, they're still tied for the best record, and they added a left fielder, and they added a closer. But we're like, wait a second. It's been a month and a half of blah.
Yeah.
And they didn't add a superstar. They added, Estevez is a good reliever. He made his debut last night for the Phillies, pitched the ninth inning. But they didn't add anything huge. So I think some people are like, that wasn't enough. The bottom line is it's they're going back to saying Schwarber, Trey, Harper, Bohm.
Those are your guys.
Nola, Wheeler, you got to win it for us.
Yeah, those are your guys. They made, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, fringe moves.
Yeah.
Where they improved the team, but they let you know that the core guys, they believe in the core guys. And you know what the unfortunate thing about it is when they talk about the pitch was the hitter that we got from the Orioles?
Austin Hayes.
When we got Hayes from the Orioles. You know what the unfortunate thing about that is the timing of Jazz Chisholm coming to town, because we live in a vacuum. Like I said earlier, we see that. Here's a name that has been bantered around for a while. Here's a name that has been tied to the Phillies that we said didn't fit the culture. And then he comes to town, and he just goes bananas. And he just got there. Had one of the best starts as a Yankee that you could have in a three-game series. So it's one of those things where when we see that as fans – and we look at the name that we could have had, that's what everybody's thinking today. Mm-hmm. That's why I would venture to say that's why most people are frustrated, is because they look at that, and every time he was at bat, they was like, damn, we could have had that guy.
Well, and you know what's interesting about it? And Kyle, like, you think about the Hayes thing, right? And we thought it was a platoon, but now he's going to play every day. And, and so far, he hit a home run last night. That's great. But, like, the Phillies could have had Hayes and Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah.
Right? They could have traded for Hayes to play left field with Marsh, and then Chisholm could have been the set. Like, they could have done more. I'm not saying they didn't do anything. They did. They improved, a platoon, an out. They got a better outfielder. They got a good closer, a reliever, and I think Banks is an upgrade over Soto. But they could have done more. That's obvious.
And hearing Dave talk about how they didn't want to give up some of the top prospects, it does make me wonder if that is what scared them off of taking one of those big swings on a Robert, if they were in discussions about bringing in Luis Robert and it turned out that they wanted, one of those two top guys, or, maybe they came up in the discussions for Jazz Chisholm. But we did hear that the Phillies weren't interested in Chisholm because of the clubhouse fit. Like, where's the clubhouse vibes right now? Can anybody tell me what the vibes are like in the clubhouse now and if they matter? Like, I don't know. It does bother me if that's the reason that they didn't go after them. But, I guess we're just kind of have to deal with this Austin Hayes, Brandon Marsh, Rojas platoon.
And that's what it is. It's like a three-person for two spots, and they're going to – I imagine most of the playing time goes to Marsh and Hayes. We shall see. Ron and Mont goes up. What's up, Ron?
Good morning.
Ron, how we feeling?
Well, you know what? Thanks for asking. I feel a lot better today. Okay, July's been just – too stressful with this trade. stuff going on. I'm glad it's over, you know, and I think they're going to be fine, Joe. I you know, are they going to win the World Series? I don't know. You know, but they're going to come out of this, and they're going to make a race of it, you know? But you know, I mean, how much further can they go, Joe, than they've already gone? They're so top-heavy with these contracts. You know, you got some good stuff in the minor leagues. I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
They could have done more. I mean, they chose, this is what they chose to stop. But they could have done more. They could have traded for Jazz Chisholm.
Well, you know what? What were they asking for him? I'm just curious.
I don't know what they asked for the Phillies.
We don't know. But I guarantee.
Here's what I do know. I do know this. I saw the story this morning. The Yankees surrendered their 19th and 20th prospects for Chisholm. So it wasn't like they paid an arm and a leg. And he's a good player.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. But I'm just glad that the trade deadline's over, and you know, and we can get back to business. Everybody, the players themselves, they just need to decompress, and they just need to calm down and get their heads back in order, because you know, they got to put some professional at bats together. I mean, it's crazy how they all just kind of go all at once. You know what I mean? That's the scariest thing about this team, is that when they go down, man, they go down. You know, up from 1 to 9. I mean, it's just, this is ugly. You know, so there's nowhere to go but up now. You know what I mean?
Well, you think back to the postseason last year, Ron. Remember when they were all hot? They were hitting home runs left and right. I mean, it was just bombs away, and then they just all go cold.
Well, let's call it what it really is. They go cold. It's not cold. They choked. Okay, there's a difference between cold and choking. You know, when the bright lights get brighter. You know, they shrivel up, man. They do, and they got to get. I thought that we were over that. You know what I mean? Where everybody just fell apart, because that's their MO for years. You know what I mean? I thought they got out of that, but it's still there. You can see it. And Bryce Harper, we need a leader in that dugout, man. You know, I just don't see a leader. Maybe Teletubby. You know, but I don't know who's the leader.
Schwarber. Schwarber's the
come
leader.
On,
I mean,
man.
Come on, you know that.
Hugh, I love your analogies. I wait all day for that. Your analogies.
No, I'm just like,
I really do.
Teletubbies was so strong.
So you like the Jazz analogy about a half hour ago?
Oh yeah, yeah. I just follow you right down the path. He just takes me right down. I don't know where I'm going, but he takes me there.
None of us know, Ron. We appreciate it. We don't know where we're going, but in the end, you kind of understand where he was trying to go.
No, I'm just saying, you know, Jazz on the table. You know, you Jazz on the table taking shots. And Hayes reading you Bible scriptures at
he
the club.
He did a 3-run home run last night.
No, I'm
That's
just saying. I'm just saying. Okay, he quoting recipes. How about that?
Okay.
He quoting recipes. And Jazz getting the party started.
It is. Your analogy is particularly funny, because just like their look and their personality, they couldn't be any more different.
No, they're different. Yeah. They're different. But you made the choice. You made the choice, and now you live with it. Now, in the long run, the Bible scriptures and the recipes might work out better
sure.
for you.
Hayes might be a great Philly.
You know what I'm saying? Because the individual that's doing, man or woman, doing the tequila shots on the table, that might not be a long-term solution.
I would say tequila shots at a table is not a long-term
solution.
No, it's
not. You know what I'm saying? It's just not. So, yeah, you probably made the right choice.
Let's go to Mark up next on WIP. What's up, Mark? Mark, you there, buddy? All right, put Mark on hold here.
Come on.
Bruce, who's up next? Hey, Bruce.
What's a lot of fans here, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bruce.
How are you?
Bruce, we've been better. I mean, things are not going well right now. You worried?
I'm worried. I'm pissed. I'm telling you, I'm just so hot right now. You know, and let me just start off with Dombrowski. I'm glad that Dombrowski did exactly what he did, because, you know, he basically sent a message to the big bats and the players, is that, look, you're not going to get any more assistance from me.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Need to do your freaking jobs, okay? And they're not doing their damn jobs. And that's the reason why I'm mad as hell right now. And like one of the things we said earlier, it just brings back old memories of why, you know, they crashed and burned the last 2 years in the playoffs. It seems like batters. I don't know. Schwarber is probably one of those. Like you said, he's kind of in his own world. But the rest of the four players, they wear their emotions on their sleeves. I look at their situational batting. You know, when the pitch count is, let's say for example, 2-1, and all three of them, or sometimes even four of them, are guilty of that. They'll take a swing at a pitch, and instead of just holding off on the pitch, you know, make the pitcher throw the strike on some of those counts.
Yeah, they get over aggressive. When they are in a tough spot, they tend to expand the zone, especially Turner. I mean, we know Castellanos does it, but Turner,
right?
He did it a lot last night. He was swinging at pitches that he shouldn't swing at.
And Harper too. He does the same. He does the same thing. Is that, you know, you need to get back to what you were doing in the first half. Is that they were playing more small ball. Let the game come to them. But they're pressing, and all of them are doing it at the same time. And the rest of the batting order, you know, it's like the bottom of the batting order is at least trying, and they're producing. But the bottom line is that if these guys and they're doing it all at once, if they don't get their heads and pull their heads out of it, but like the military says, the 4 point of contact. You know what? I'm at a point where now, you know, all this stuff about World Series talk, I'm just going to reserve my feelings for the playoffs and just see, because right now while they're running the gauntlet of these better teams, they're simply coming up short. The pitching is doing what they're supposed to be doing, but those guys are not doing their damn jobs. And that's what's really pissing me off right now.
Bruce, and you mentioned the gauntlet. Bruce, we appreciate it. I mean, Hugh, look, they're still in great shape. Their record,
yeah.
They still have a good big lead in the
division. And we knew this was going to be a tough stretch.
But they need some wins so they don't feel like they're drowning here. Because the schedule's not getting any easier. So they have this game today. Mm-hmm. They fly to Seattle. They have a long West Coast trip. Seattle, Arizona, Dodgers, all playoff. Dodgers obviously are really good. But like Seattle and Arizona are playoff kind of teams. So I think the next time this eases up is about 2 weeks from now. They come home for Miami, and that's when I think Miami and Washington are here about 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. That's when the schedule eases back up. But the next 2 weeks are really challenging. They need – I just don't want it to snowball on them, and then we start with the team meetings, and then we start with what's wrong with the Phillies. They just need to win a series. So, you know, win a game today, and then win a series.
It starts with one, man. And I think, you know what, to be honest, like sometimes going on the road might be good for you. you know, it might be good for you in this situation. You know, you being at home has been tough, especially in this series, man. Like, as I look around, it's a lot of Yankee fans.
Yeah, man. Well, it was loud. At least last night had back and forth. They were cheering for them, but there was a lot of Phillies cheers,
yeah,
too. The first night was just crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot of Yankee fans here. So, yeah, but it's one of those things, man, where get back to the fundamentals. I wholeheartedly believe in that. And I believe in this team, and I believe that's the biggest thing. The small things. You got to get back to doing the small things right.
Let's go to Scott in Newtown. Hey, Scott.
Yo, guys. Good show as always.
Thank you, Scott. What are you feeling?
Oh, man. Not yesterday's game, but the game before was just like the most freaking disgusting thing in the world. And that was like during the summer, I kind of chill out with the Phillies. I watch them. I listen every day. But I don't get too emotionally invested until, you know, I guess halfway through August I'll start feeling it. But I was so up for this series, and it was such a letdown. Ugh. And then last night's game, at least I felt like we had some hope. It seems like, you know, like, I think there is such a thing. It's like, these guys are trying. It's just, like Harper had so many opportunities last night. And he definitely is, like, maybe there is such a thing as trying too hard. Because, like, the one at-bat, did you see he took his time out before he even got his first pitch? Like,
yeah.
It just tells me, like, he's just so in his head, you know? So I don't think it's a lack of effort and, you know, the running it out. Man, like, I watched the play. I didn't think twice about it, so I'm not going to kill him for that.
Yeah, I want to make it clear. I don't think he dogged it. I just think when he hit the ball, his first assumption was it was going to be an easy out, and then he started running hard when he realized, like, oh, it got off his glove. But by then, you know, he lost that 1 second there, Scott, and that changed the chance to be safe.
Yeah, and I mean, truthfully, I'm more frustrated with just so many opportunities he had with guys on base. You know, it's just like, damn, man, put it together. But, like, halfway through the game, I was thinking, all right, this is going to be such a big win. I think we get this win, we get the mojo going, everything starts feeling good. So it was just, dude, when extra innings hit, I knew the Yankees were going to win. It's just like they bat different than us. They just move runners. It just feels like they do something a little bit different. Like, so I'm like, as much as I'm frustrated with the Phillies right now, I feel like it will turn around. I mean, like, they've done it, so they're going to do it again.
Will. And look, Harper and Turner are not going to hit like this, you know, for the rest of the season, right? They're too good. I mean, they'll hit more than this. So, yeah, they'll start scoring more. It's just hopefully it happens soon so this doesn't weigh on them, because it just feels like it's weighing on all of them.
Absolutely, man. You see it on their face. Like, each one of them are, like, really reaching, man. They're, like, they're just stressed, you know? You could tell. Before you let me go, I had a quick question for Hugh. I want to know his thoughts on this. Hugh, man, I always appreciate what you say. I think you're one of the best on the radio. Joe, you're awesome too, but something about Hugh, man, he just you're awesome, Hugh. But so I'm going to give him
those Kyle. Keep putting it in perspective for everybody. We appreciate that. Never let me get too high, Kyle. Never let me get outside of my place. Keep me grounded. Thank you.
Hugh, I just every time you, I don't know, man. I normally agree with what you're saying. So whatever. This year, I'd like to get a new Eagles jersey. I'm going to go with a Kelly Green. I see some Jordans I want. They're going to match the Kelly Green. My question for you, do you think it's corny to get a LeGarrette Blount Kelly Green jersey?
I don't think so. I mean, he played here, didn't he?
He won the Super Bowl.
I mean, he played for the Super Bowl year.
No, yeah, I mean, I was saying, I was being sarcastic. But, yeah, I don't think so. Listen, man, let me tell you, I saw a guy last night. Who was the jersey head? Juan Soto? No. Taijuan Walker.
Taijuan. Yeah. You know who that was? That was Joe from the Northeast.
Yeah, Joe. Shout out to Joe, because Joe told me that yesterday. He had a Taijuan Walker jersey on. The only one that I've ever seen in life.
And it was a City Connect.
And
he
it was
just
a
got
City
it.
Connect, and he just got it. Dude, do what makes you happy.
Yeah, man. That's all right. That's my role. And one last thing, Hugh. I know I was born without a sense of smell, okay? So, like, when I hear about your lavender oil, say again?
Are you serious?
Yeah, so, like, it's called anosmia, so I just never had any smell my whole life. And, like, my taste is, like, half a taste, you know? Like, a lot of things just all taste the same to me.
Okay.
But, so when you were talking about that lavender oil that you used to wear and stuff, made me laugh, man, because, like, my one thing in life, like, before dates and stuff, I would always use a lavender spray and just, like, spray it around. And,
oh, man, I kill him with the lavender, though.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, my first date with my wife, when she came over, I sprayed, you know, just sprayed some lavender, and, you know, now I'm married to her and all, so everything worked out good.
See, the lavender worked for you. It ain't worked for me yet. But I do get compliments on my smells.
I just ain't
closed the deal. I ain't closed the deal yet though. But it's working. I get some compliments.
And you got to cook a little bit too. You know what I mean? You mix the both together and you're all good.
I ain't sharing no
work
food.
Work on that. Bro. No, you got to share the food.
Man, I ain't sharing.
You got to share the food. Scott, man, good phone call. Yeah, go for the jersey. Yeah, I mean, look, if a player was on the Eagles Super Bowl team, it's hard to go wrong with it. If you like the player.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what the beautiful thing about Philly is that you see a lot of jerseys from guys that probably didn't even play in this era. But the people wear them because that's their guy. They have a connection to that person. So, man, do what you like to do. It's a lot of Yankee fans here today.
There's a lot. I mean, it was a lot last night. At least last night, again, was back and forth, right? The Phillies had a lot of moments where everyone was up. But there's a lot. You know what we need? Again, they got it yesterday, but they need a lead because the lead calms the road people down, right?
Yeah, it does.
A lead and hold the lead this time. You know what I was thinking about last night? Last night really was the blueprint to what the playoffs looked like. It just didn't work, right? The Alvarado got one out, but then they went Strom. I think the plan was Strom,
the
Hoffman.
The strategy was sound.
And then Estevez.
Yeah, it was just unfortunate. Yeah, unfortunate.
Unfortunately, Jazz Chisholm hit the home run, and in that game just
that
turned
damn
there.
Jazz Chisholm.
Can we get that guy out today, please?
Yes. Like early? Can we take away his mojo? Can we just take away his momentum?
It was a lot easier when you looked at the Yankees. They had two hitters, right? Just Soto and Judge. But now they got a few more in there.
But you know what it is with Jazz? And I think you said it earlier, going back to my analogy, that was a young lady that you didn't pick. Now she's making you regret it. Like every time you see her, like she's wearing the nice little wedge shoes in the summertime with the sundresses, looking real nice, smelling like honeysuckle and jasmine. And she's making you look at me like, dang, maybe I made a mistake.
You have to stop making me picture Jazz Chisholm like wearing sundresses.
I'm
just saying.
This is getting out of control.
I'm just using analogies that people can relate to. This is the thing.
This one feels too real.
They're too vivid, man. This one's way too vivid.
But the thing of it is, it's a male or female analogy, so you can insert however it fits for you. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we're talking about Jazz Chisholm here, so there's really only one way for me to interpret this.
The bottom line is this. This is an analogy that everybody can relate to, because at some point in life, we've all been in that moment where you've been somewhere and you see two people and you got a shot at both and you make a choice. And sometimes you might regret that choice.
And then Jazz Chisholm's dancing on a table in a sundress.
Yeah, but I regret that image.
Yeah.
The long run, you might have made the right choice.
Yeah,
but you never know.
Short term, four home runs in two games is annoying. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll hit all your phone calls. Leading off on the side, we'll get to the lineup. Big decision today by Topper. Does Yoan get a start after playing last night, helping last night in the pinch running situation? Obviously scoring the run. A lefty on the mound today. Different kind of lineup. We'll get to that. And the latest odds in the National League after the deadline. Braves made moves. Mets made moves. Dodgers made a big move. We know what the Phillies did. And there might be a sleeper as well that moved up the charts as well. 215-592-9494. Leading off next. We're live today from the DeBoer Heart and Lung broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park on Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.